to the NGO Bridge podcast, the podcast dedicated to how NGOs are working to bridge the digital divide. I'm Matt Radisi. Today's topic is the International Institute for Capacity Building in Africa. The IICBA is a UNESCO institute that is focused on training both institutes and people in the field of education. The institute opened its headquarters in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia in 1999 and has since opened two offices in Dakar, Senegal and Pretoria, South Africa. This triangulation of field offices allows the IICBA to cover its 53 member states in Africa. The IICBA is currently involved in three major areas of work. These are teacher education, information and communications technology, and research and advocacy. Their work to help close the digital divide is currently taking place in the teacher education sector. Now, up to this point, you've heard about two NGOs that are working on the hardware and connectivity aspects of the digital divide. The Internet Society is working to increase internet access all over the world, and the One Laptop per Child Association is striving to provide hardware to school children throughout Africa. The IICBA is approaching the digital divide from a different perspective. The first of two major projects is a distance teacher education program. The IICBA is using the tools of technology to bring distance education to Africa. Many sub-Saharan African teachers are very underqualified. By offering distance education through participating universities throughout Africa, the IICBA is offering a better quality teacher education, which, in theory, should lead to a better education for African school children. But is this always the case? And what are the political implications of trying to serve 53 different countries and allocating only a limited amount of resources? These are important questions that need to be considered. The second major project to bridge the digital divide is the creation of electronic libraries that offer educators help in creating and implementing lessons on a wide variety of topics. Many African educators lack current teaching resources, and the IICBA is attempting to offer these resources in a digital format so that it may be accessed at any time without the need for a physical library. The first thought that comes to mind here is that the teacher would need access to computers and the internet to retrieve this information, which we all know can be scarce in Africa. So the question is, does the IICBA have a plan to not only offer content help, but also offer ease of accessibility? Check out the Episode 4 tab on the NGO Bridge website for some answers to these questions and much more information. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Matt Radisi for the NGO Bridge.